one thing that came up for me was headaches. Got a lot of headaches in the beginning, and I felt I was focusing too strongly on the limiter. What helped there was just finding my regular concentration practice, which is focus on the breath and the body, and that brought me down. And as I sunk into that, that brought me further with the visuals. But that was at least a week-long challenge. One thing that was supportive was kind of getting into the mood of mythology and playfulness. Having that inspire me. Like, sometimes I got daydreamy, and some visuals showed up, and I kind of just let them play themselves out. Sometimes they're nonsensical, and sometimes they kind of communicate something. Seems like some part of your mind is trying to tell you something. And you kind of take that, go with it intuitively, and use that as a guide for your practice. Sort of, what should I work on? And that sort of attaches you or brings you into the dreamy space, which also helps develop the visuals further. I also found, I think, the edges of my regular practice. And I took a day or two just working on that, like deepening concentration in the way that I know it. And then I went back to the work with the candle flame. And that kind of was supportive of each other.
If they end up playing with shapes like I did, they could try, before trying to influence the actual shape itself, they could try projecting or blowing life into the shape, sort of like by projecting their awareness towards or into the shape itself. And by that projection, it will become very immersive. It will gain a third dimension, and they will almost lose themselves in that shape. So basically, that will be their gateway to dreamland. They could play around in that intermediary zone. It's a very interesting place to play around.
There is the usual middle ground between striving and letting go. That is, I mean, at least in the beginning, in my case, I really wanted to get all these fabulous effects and colors and shapes. And so I was both following the instruction, but really, really, really trying to get the mean things. And it kind of worked, or I hypnotized or brainwashed myself to think it worked for a couple of days. And then that totally hit a wall. And at that point, I had to go back and retry the normal instruction and accept the fact that they were bringing me to a good place, even if nothing sparkly was happening. And that stayed for a while, playing with the jhanic states, and then trying again instruction and trying again what would work, what worked before, trying again to see. I mean, I'm good with volume, so I instead of injecting life, I inject space and three-dimensionality in what I see very easily, and then seeing how it works and seeing patterns and going that. Plus, toward the end, accepting the fact that I'm not very visual and start trying to play with the sensations of three-dimensionality and moving shapes around like they were shapes. And that I felt it was cheating and giving up, while the idea is that, okay, by now you have enough of the basic structure, and it brought you to a place of concentration and of semi-control or letting go of control so that you can play with other things. So this idea of trying something with instruction, trying really, 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 really to get where they could bring you, accept the fact that probably will bring you somewhere else, but know that that path will take you somewhere interesting, and then use that. As other thing, like things, it's interesting to get this balance of concentration and a dreamy-like relaxation. I mean, this light third jhana that is vipassanish, that for a couple of days gets really, I'm meditating really badly. And then if you should pay attention to the moment where there is a step between I'm following the nimitta, it disappears, and then I get dreamy, that's an interesting space that it can be explored, and that tells something. So as long as you're meditating and practicing, every moment you think, I stopped practicing, I got worse, maybe in that space there is something interesting to discover. And that is to be rediscovered every time, because there will be a new space where things stop working and you start again.
Well, for me, it was definitely trying, getting a bit of theory, trying again, getting back to a little bit of theory, trying again, and the mixture of that.